Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, welcome to the lives of our first-year broadcasting students. I am Hermy, one half of your amazing co-hosts.
And I am Connor, the other half of your legendary co-hosts. The broadcasting students had to describe one of their trips to MRU. Each story has its own unique twist, some good and some bad. You decide which story is your favorite. Without any further ado, let's hear from these talented students in Adventure Awaits.
Coming up next, we have the worst morning anyone could have. Azam's morning did not go as smooth as he had hoped. Problem after problem continued to appear. Poor guy could not catch a break. Will he make it to school on time? Let's find out what happened to Azam and his terrible morning.
The unpleasant morning had just begun. I woke up after not getting much rest and was very annoyed. On top of that, my shower was cold. Someone decided to use all the hot water. Once I got downstairs, my amazing sandwich was ruined. My sister's cat decided to eat it. I calmed myself down and said it was okay. I checked the time and I had to leave. I grabbed my keys and rushed out the door. I walked down the driveway, but my car didn't unlock. I manually opened the car and tried starting it. My car was completely dead. I screamed and slammed the door on my way back into the house. My dad told me to calm down and take his car instead. I grabbed his keys and ran towards his awesome BMW. When I started the V12 engine, I knew my problems were finally over.
If you think driving to school in a snowstorm is hectic, wait until you hear about the trouble transit provides. As Jordan Cameron recites his terrible, freezing, time-consuming commute to class, will he make it on time? Stay tuned to find out.
My commute to school today is not the best. I went to the bus stop, as I normally would, but thanks to Calgary's weather, which I could only describe as a blizzard, the bus was running late. It finally showed up after 10 minutes, which had felt like an eternity, and when you know it, the bus is packed. I quickly ran to the first open seat I saw. It's all chill now. Things are finally settling down. Then, we got to Crowchild. Man, was that traffic bad. The constant stop and go was just irritating. Good thing I made it on time. Being an hour early counts as on time, right?
That sounded like a rough morning. We have a couple guests here in studio. We have Nieves and we have Max. So, Nieves, tell us about your commute to school.
Well, for me, it's actually pretty easy compared to the other students since I live here in residence. So it's just like a 5-minute walk.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when it snowed, it could be a 10-minute walk, but it's still pretty easy. I mean, I don't know for Max.
It's the same.
Same?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty close. We're a big family in East Residence, at least. I don't know West, but East is.
All right. So
it's like a ghetto.
Two different hoods.
I think so, yeah. It feels like it.
That's cool. I mean, not cool that it's like a hood. No, it's not a hood. Well, yeah. I mean, I would love to live on Res.
Really, though?
Yeah, I live like 30 minutes away from the school.
We basically live in containers. I learned they look like houses, but the shell, it's only a shell because it's basically building construction containers.
Oh, maybe I wouldn't like
to live
there.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's...
It's not bad.
When you hear it's containers, it makes more sense.
No, it's not bad, Max. Come
no,
on.
No, it's not. But
I mean, there's always some interesting stuff going on when you take public transit, right? It could be a couple making out beside you or a drunk guy snoring away. Well, Riggs Vergara has one of those stories. He took the train to school and saw a crying lady. He didn't ignore her. Let's listen to what he did do.
On what I thought was a regular trip to school while on a train, I had a glimpse of someone else's life. So this lady who looks like she's in her mid-30s sits down in front of me. The first thing I noticed was her lips, freezing, although it was summer. Her neck, covered with faded bruises and sweat, but when she removed her glasses, that's when her tears started falling.
The next stop is Bridgeland Memorial Station.
And then there's a voice inside my head screaming, "Say something," but I know it's going to be my stop soon. So I grabbed a pen, opened a paper wrapping of a gum that I had in my pocket, and scribbled down, "Whatever you're going through, it'll be okay." And the train stopped. I put the note in her hand, and while walking away, I saw her reading it. I hope it helped ease her pain and made her smile, even just a little.
All right, next we are joined by Ryan. Ryan, where are you from?
I'm from Calgary.
All right, Ryan from Calgary. How is your fine morning going?
You know what? It's going good. How's yours going, Connor?
Actually terrible, but we're not here to talk about me. We are here to talk about you. So, how would you describe your transit to the greatest university on planet Earth, Mount Royal University?
You know, every morning, I live about a 10-minute walk away with my family, so I kind of just walk here, but there's a fence always in the way, so I usually just climb up it instead of walking around it. And in the snow and stuff, it gets pretty risky, you know? But, you know, I usually just climb up that, and then 2 minutes later, I'm here.
Right. Now, if I asked you how high was the fence, could you describe to me how high the fence was?
You know what? I just climb up it.
You just climb up it? Okay.
Yeah, I grab the top kind of pole, and then I, like, jam my toes. You know, it's like a chain-link fence, so there's a tiny little gap. I, like, jam, you know, the toe of my shoe into that, and then I take two-ish steps, put my foot on, like, that top rail, and that's the most dangerous part because I can, like, tip over each way. I'm not too steady up there, but once I'm over that part, as long as my clothes don't get caught on the, like, little barbed wires at the top, I'm usually pretty set.
Hey, Ryan.
What's up?
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty crazy story, jumping over the fence.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, I would not be able to do that. I don't think physics would allow.
Well, that was quite the harrowing tale of Ryan's commute to school, but now we have the story of Michaela de los Santos' walk to Mount Royal University. She is a student living in residence. Listen to her complain about her neighbors and how the walk in the morning, she feels like it's zombie land. She just can't wait to move into her own place, she tells me. Here's her story.
There it goes, my alarm clock. 6:30. God, I dread Mondays. I get ready for the day, and by 8 o'clock, I'm out of the house. I make sure I lock my doors. I don't trust anyone in my block. We get ding-dong ditchers a lot, and every 10 p.m., the kids from next door would blast their music at max volume. I live at the very end of residence, so the walk can be a drag, especially during the winter. The mornings are always so quiet, though. It's like I'm walking amongst an apocalyptic realm. And then once I get to the arts building, I feel the sudden rush of the mornings. Students getting off the bus, some running anxiously through their classes, and oh, that girl just spilled her coffee. That's too bad. Oh well, I should walk faster. My class starts in 15 minutes.
Commutes to school totally vary. They're either straight up fun, subpar, or it goes smoothly. We've learned that weather in Calgary, especially in the winter, is never on your side, and public transit is just downright sucks. But at least in the end, we all make it to school.